Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
The coronavirus.
Be careful and be vigilant, but don't panic.
In depth.
The facts defeat fear. It is deep breath time. This is not our first rodeo with this type of situation in New York.
The country as a whole, because we get asked that all the time, still remains at low risk.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. All things coronavirus and what we all need to know as a wave of concern and question overtakes many. We'll answer some of those questions today, and we'll use this space in the coming days to help concentrate on coverage of the coronavirus and bring some perspective to it all. New York, of course, confirming the state's first positive test of the new virus that has sickened tens of thousands of people around the globe.
That woman is a healthcare worker. She's 39 years old.
She currently self-quarantined in her Manhattan home, according to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
She had been working in Iran and came back on Tuesday to New York. She did not take any public transportation. As she was a healthcare worker, she was very aware of this situation and the potential for this situation. We don't believe that she was contagious when she was on the plane or when she took a private car from the airport to her residence. But out of an abundance of caution, we will be contacting the people who were on the flight with her from Iran to New York and the driver of that car service. And we'll be contacting them and following up with them as the facts dictate. The healthcare worker also was with her spouse. He was also a healthcare worker, so they were both aware of the situation. Her husband is being tested also, but we are assuming that he would be positive given the circumstances, and he has been following the same protocols that she has been following. The testing was done at Mount Sinai. Again, since they were healthcare workers, they had contacted Mount Sinai before that they were coming in, and they took all precautions necessary. They are at home, at their home. Healthcare worker has manifested some respiratory illnesses, but her condition is mild, so she's at home, and she's not even hospitalized, even though she has tested positive for the virus. Her spouse is with her. In general, there is no doubt that there will be more cases where we find people who test positive. We said early on, it wasn't a question of if, but when. This is New York. We're a gateway to the world. You see all these cases around the world, around the country. Of course, we're going to have it here. And that's why the whole challenge is about containment of the number of people who become exposed and who become infected. Our challenge now is to test as many people as you can. You're not going to eliminate the spread, but you can limit the spread. And testing is very important. And that's why the CDC, the federal government's now allowing us to test, is a very big deal. And will make it have a dramatic effect on how quickly we can mobilize and respond. We are coordinating with private hospitals, private labs around the state. We want to get our testing capacity as high as possible. I said to the people around this table that I would like to have a goal of 1,000 tests per day capacity within 1 week. Because, again, the more testing, the better. Once you can test and find a person who's positive, then you can isolate that person so they don't infect additional people. We'll be moving a piece of emergency legislation on the state side that will authorize an additional $40 million for additional staff, additional equipment. I want to make sure that the healthcare system has everything it needs. We're going to be instituting new cleaning protocols in our schools, on public transportation, et cetera, where they will use a disinfectant. Many will use bleach, which is a good protocol in the flu season anyway. So if people smell, it smells like bleach when you get on a bus or when a child goes to school. It's not bad cologne or perfume, it is bleach. And again, we're going to be focusing on our facilities that treat our senior citizens, debilitated people, or immune-compromised people. Because those are the people who are most likely most affected by this virus. My last point is this. Late last night, my daughter called me, and I could hear in her voice that she was anxious. She had seen on the news that a person tested positive. My daughter said, you know, what's this? And I could hear in her voice she was nervous. And my daughter said, don't tell me to relax. Tell me why I should be relaxed. Which is a very big difference there. So I want to make sure I tell the people of New York what I told my daughter. In this situation, the facts defeat fear because the reality is reassuring. It is deep breath time. This, first of all, this is not our first rodeo with this type of situation in New York. 1968, we had the Hong Kong flu. 2009, we had the swine flu, where we actually closed like 100 schools in New York State. Avian flu, Ebola, SARS, MERS, measles, right? So we have gone through this before. When you look at the reality here, about 80% of the people who are infected with the coronavirus self-resolve. They have symptoms. The symptoms are similar to what you would have with a normal flu. And for most people, they treat themselves, over 80%, and the virus resolves that way. About 20% get ill. The mortality rate is estimated to be about 1.4%. 1.4%. What does that mean? The normal flu mortality rate is about 0.6%.
The New York case is just the latest, of course, closer to home and concerning to those in Western New York, but the virus is popping up across the country and raising concern.
Again, bunch of new cases being reported. California, Oregon, Washington State, they have community spread cases that have been developing, and then the presumptive cases in New York, Rhode Island, and Florida. And
Alex Stone covering coronavirus and talking with WBEN News anchor Brian Mazurowski.
In Washington now, the two who have died, one being a man in his 50s in Kirkland, Washington, and a man in his 70s in Kirkland, both had underlying health conditions and died in the last couple of days. We heard from Rhode Island's Governor Gina Raimondo over the weekend saying, this is all coming in. It is developing quite quickly. but do not panic.
So the message is be careful and be vigilant, but don't panic. And know that we have an excellent plan in place.
That really is a messaging here. Officials saying the risk to general Americans is low. Now, in areas like Kirkland, Washington, where the two men died, and there is a nursing home there where it appears that there's an outbreak among the patients and the workers there. Santa Clara having a number in California, Santa Clara County, number of community spread cases. The risk there is rising, but they say there it's still generally low. And the numbers are likely going to keep going up. Today we heard from the CDC and the National Institutes for Health saying they do now expect, for the next few weeks at least, that the number of community spread cases will be on the rise. They're going to do what they can to contain them, that it's no longer preventing it from spreading in the communities. Now it's happening in the U.S.
I'm just curious, Alex, if you've heard of any blowback in Rhode Island, because there you have the governor and the people saying don't panic, but also saying presumptive positive. You know, like, maybe it's positive. We don't know for sure yet. We're just letting everyone know it might be out there. Don't panic. Any blowback from that?
Well, and none that we're hearing right now, but many of these cases are now that the states are doing them. They are first presumptive, and then, which is essentially a confirmed case, but then they're sending them to the CDC for confirmation just to make sure that the state test was done correctly. And in every case so far, whatever they find locally is then what is confirmed by the CDC. So, you know, I mean, we're hearing it in Kirkland, Washington, and Santa Clara County as well, where they have a number of cases that are confirmed now, that they're saying even there that the risk is generally low and that folks don't need to worry. Now, the warning, don't rush out and buy masks. The Surgeon General is saying the healthcare industry needs those. They won't do you much good to the general public anyway. Good luck finding them. Really, most stores are out of them. Amazon's out of them. Or if you do find them, they're through the roof expensive. But they are telling folks, do stock up. Get enough food for a couple of weeks in case you have to stay in your home if you're told you're around somebody and now you can't be in the public. So the runs that we saw over the weekend at Costco stores and whatnot, people buying all kinds of staples, that you're being told, okay, that is something you want to do to buy what you need if you had to stay in your home, but not the masks. They say don't stock up on those.
Alex, in Kirkland especially, is there any talk of canceling, you know, large public events or even school?
Well, two schools are closing today, and they aren't going to be open. Others have talked about it, and they have gone down the road of beginning discussions about canceling big events and deciding what to do with larger districts, school districts, and do they shut them down. They say they don't think they're to that point yet, but they are discussing it. Amazon is telling employees, do not travel even domestically. Try to cancel that travel and do remote meetings and video meetings. So much of that in Washington State. Elsewhere, really, no at this point, because the overall impact on other communities is not that great. But in Kirkland, where they are seeing the numbers go up, they have started those discussions. But they say, except for those with direct impacts like the two schools, that they don't think they need to do that yet.
We are hearing so much from politicians at this time amidst the coronavirus outbreak, and it is understandable. But remember, it's not what they do. It is refreshing and comforting to hear from veteran medical professionals who have been through similar situations previously.
You've heard of the terminology community spread.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, longtime top expert on these types of viruses at the National Institute of Health.
Well, community spread is when you have infection in the community in which you don't have a direct link to a known index case. That really challenges us with something that we need to do and that we do very well. The state and local health authorities, in collaboration with the CDC, would need to identify, isolate, and contact trace. And that's what's going on right here in the country with regard to the particular area that's involved now in Washington. The country as a whole, because we get asked that all the time, still remains at low risk. But when we say that, we want to underscore that this is an evolving situation. And in real time, we will keep you appraised of what is going on just the same way as that we are doing it today. So how do you address this new challenge? There's what we do from within and what we do from without. I hearken back to the original decision that was made by the president of making sure that we knew the scenario that was going on in China. We prevented travel from China to the United States. If we had not done that, we would have had many, many more cases right here that we would have to be dealing with. So in that spirit, the approach is going to be, as we address this challenge, which is going to evolve by the day and by the week, to do what was just mentioned, to try and keep our citizens from going to places that are active infection and to prevent places where there are active infection to necessarily easily get here. That's the getting it from without to within. From within, we will very aggressively do the kind of public health measures that would hopefully contain this. But as we say this, we need to prepare for further challenges, and we will have them. You will hear about additional cases that will be coming on. You should not be surprised by that, but to realize that that is something that is anticipated when you get community spread. So when you have cases throughout the world, the way we're seeing now, South Korea, Italy, Iran, and places like that, the United States cannot be completely immune to that. The challenge is how we deal with it. And I can assure you all the resources that are necessary are going to be put into dealing with what we see evolving right now.
Of course, we'll continue to follow the coronavirus developments. Stay tuned.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.